Look at that man's helmet hand, Mommy! Waiting 3 cars back at a stoplight, I heard a car door open right behind me, then footsteps, high heels on asphalt. I turned to see an attractive, well-dressed woman of maybe 35 running toward me, her brown hair and knee-length skirt waving behind. She was laughing as she ran. "I just have to give your helmet a high five," she said. She stopped, close enough to embrace me with her perfume, slapped the hand, giggled, then turned, laughing all the way back. The light changed as her door shut. I turned left, she turned right, and I wished I'd had her courage and sense of adventure. My bike helmets have plastic hands attached to a spring, bright orange on a white hat or yellow on a red hat. It waves as I ride and always generates a variety of reactions, mostly good, but some less so. Riding west on a main street, 4 guys in a beat-up white clunker came whizzing up from behind. "Go to hell, you f***ing old geek," one of them shouted. Clever. An hour later, riding east on the same street, a woman in a white SUV pulled alongside, slowing to match my speed. The passenger window came down. "Your bike hat is wonderful." She waved and sped away. When I was a kid, the mid-1960s, it was common in our small town for drivers to wave at other drivers, usually just a finger lifted off the steering wheel. Most people knew the others in town, but even on the 2-lane highways between nearby towns, people waved at drivers as they went by in the opposite direction. I asked my dad how he knew all those drivers. He laughed a little and said he didn't know a lot of them. It is just polite to acknowledge other people. So when I started to drive, that's what I did. Of course, around town I got a lot of waves from adults who weren't at all sure I had any business driving. I was just a kid and, by reputation anyway, not a very good driver. The city where I've lived pretty much since then has no such tradition. When I first started riding the trails, though, passing within feet of strangers, close enough to look into their eyes, I started nodding and saying hello. This seemed to shock or frighten a lot of people. A silent wave was impractical because it takes 2 hands to steer, especially that close to walkers. I saw no advantage in waving at people, then running them over. A few people nodded or said hello back as I zoomed by, but most either ignored me or treated me like a suspected terrorist. For a long time, I imagined simply having a big hand on my helmet that could wave for me. Then one day, I was at a dollar store with my granddaughter, and I noticed a pack of clappers, 2 plastic hands on a hand-shaped plastic centerpiece. Then I noticed a display of headbands with cloth figures glued to bendy 2-inch-long springs. Bingo! The hand attached easily to the spring, but it took a few attempts to attach the spring to the helmet without driving a screw through my skull. On my first test drive, the hand bounced repeatedly off the hat, blowing backwards rather than waving side to side. Even riding slowly, the wind was enough to push the hand back. A 6-inch wire inside a coffee stir straw fixed that problem, keeping the hand facing forward while still swaying side to side. That was more than 3 years ago, and I still am astonished how many people noticed the hand. On my first ride with the completed model, my functioning helmet hand, I was apprehensive because I rarely do things to draw attention to myself deliberately. In many ways, my comfort zone is narrow. I approached what looked to be a 10-year-old boy riding lazily on a banana seat bicycle. As I reached him, I smiled and nodded to give the hand a little extra motion. Without slowing, without making eye contact, the boy simply raised his hand and stuck up his middle finger.